There's difficult situations in every country of the world. Northern Ireland is a bit different. Every young person's going to experience some sort of political happening going on in their country at some point in their life.
Do you want to talk then of building the future here?
We already are building the future with groups. We do cross-community groups. We do groups. This is how we know all these nice notes from North Belfast. Because we do different cross-community groups.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
About a year ago, we wouldn't have done any of that. We wouldn't have even think about doing a cross-community group. But the older you get, the more wiser you get, sweetie. So when I get older, I just sort of think, right, what's the point in doing all that? Like, what's the point in not having friends from the other side now? Like, I've got loads of friends from the other side now, sweetie.
We used
I never think I'd ever have friends from the other side.
Nah, you'd never, like. See, we used to go to organised fights when I was not. And then people we were fighting with. Well, a handful of the nationals we used to go and organise fights over social media with. We wouldn't talk to them because like they're still want to fight. But the one we were on about were like ones we used to fight now with. We used to go organise fights. We get it everywhere in Northern Ireland, anywhere where there's an interface.
Nothing to do about it, not a thing to do. And we used to go up every day. That was mostly in the summertime because you were off school. So from about 12 at day right through to 12 at night, you'd be running up and down, chasing each other. People be like literally just hitting each other just anywhere they went. It was madness. The police used to come. People love getting a pillar chase over here, so they think it's fun. And see
a
when
pillar chase, what, just getting chased by the police? Or
oh, literally. That's what it is. Just getting chased. And I think it's fun. I didn't like getting chased, like, see when I get out of breath, no way, I couldn't deal with it.
But now we're all good mates with him. We all do groups, we all go on trips with him. We're all close with each other.
How did that happen?
I don't know, everyone just became more mature, didn't they? Everyone just thought, what's the point in this? Why? Yeah. We actually became mates. We were the ones who used to try to stop everyone from fighting. The first time we all met each other, when we went on a trip from all different areas around North Belfast. So you have Shankill, Leganeil, Shore Road, Tigers Bay, Ardoyne and New Lodge. The first time we all got to get together and go on a trip and we're civilised. Well, not civilised, but sort of mates as you like. It was probably one of the best days we had over summer.
The banana boating was the funniest thing.
We went banana boating and it was quality, you must have seen it. But this is with people that we never would have thought would have came on a trip with Protestants, and they were the nicest people with it.
They were dead on. They were really nice.
They were really nice. Just because me and him were the only Protestants out of about 13. There was 13 nationals and 2 Protestants there. Me and him were the only 2 Protestants. And they treated us like we were on their own.
Oh, seriously. But we didn't like any of them, junior.
I was one of my good mates. He wasn't in the All Reds, neither was I. So he just stayed away from the Reds, you know what I mean? I was mainly one of the main reasons I didn't go to the Reds. I didn't want to tarnish any relationships I had with nationals.
I didn't have no relationships with any nationals back then, so I didn't. I was running about with the wrong people back then, so most of my mates back then, well, so-called mates, where all they wanted to do was go out and fight every night and do stupid stuff. They still do it, and they're like 18 now, still do it.
They're all nearly 18, they're just getting on immaturely. That's all, it's immatureness. Just immature, just looking for a chase from the police, looking for a fight with nationals, just immature. There's people from the national side that are like us who just don't want to go out and do all that, they just want to be mates. But then there's people that also want to go out and fight, just like there is in our side. When you mature and you grow up, you realise, focus on yourself, don't focus on the crowd you're with. Don't do the things you're pressuring them to do.
Oh, I don't think I'd ever go to a red again.
I've never been to a red. Like,
never again would I go to a red.
If it ever comes around again, hopefully it's not in a situation where we're now. Hopefully there's a political way of doing it where politicians over in the mainland all listen to us and understand us.
Can you imagine there's other young people your age who end up reading this course that you've taught that you're part of making?
If I can change their perspective on the Shankill, on their perspective, if a national series that nice, or on young loyalists, I'll be delighted because they won't look at us as hating them. They'll look at us as wanting to make a change in Northern Ireland. Want to make a change in our own community. If a nice nose watched that and he decided to go make a change in his community, I'd be delighted. Because at least someone's fought something off it and wanted to make a difference.